So it's fiscally irresponsible, it's environmentally disastrous, and it's a safety hazard.
That was Four Mile Canyon resident David Gatton giving his opinion on a reparation and redevelopment project being proposed in Four Mile Canyon by Boulder County. The project includes expanding the road up the canyon to allow a 4-foot shoulder on the uphill side, as well as blasting enormous amounts of rock to prevent potential rock slides in the future. However, those living in the canyon are less than thrilled with these new propositions. I spoke to a few residents about how this county project will affect the future of Four Mile Canyon.
Sebastian, I don't know if you have seen the plans or been filled in, but they plan to do a significant amount of rock face and hillside devastation here.
Okay.
To the extent of, and this is from the plans, 32,000 cubic yards of rock excavation. I did the math. That's a football field piled 18 feet high of rock that they plan to blow out of this canyon.
The impact on the animals, our property, especially certainly here at Rob's place and the Black Swan Mill, these are traditional travel routes for the animals. We get everything. We get bobcats, we get lions, we get bears, we get moose. They are planning on moving my driveway, a traditional travel route for the animals. And then in these areas here, in this basin, it's going to be cemented smooth, like a dam. So they have to travel farther. And then there will be like gravel riprap on after the shoulder. That's now the new drainage, so not these plants. They're going to take these out, which are natural drainage and food for the animals. Then there will be guardrails, and in some places, permanent Jersey barriers. So to expect these animals to be able to jump over that blindly and then down.
Concrete retaining wall to get to the stream they have historically drunk out of.
I'd also like to say that part of the reason that Boulder County wants to do this is to make the canyon safer for the cyclists and for the motorists who are coming up here. And safety is a big concern for everyone who lives in this canyon. But I believe that they're actually not going to be making the canyon safer. They're going to be making it more dangerous. That by straightening the roads and getting rid of rock faces that right now are actually slowing people down, making them stop and look at the beautiful parts of the canyon that they're going by straightening it, by blasting that away, people will actually, motorists will go faster, and cyclists won't have as good an experience. And so it's a sad irony of what they're attempting to do here, that they're going to be making the canyon less beautiful, less attractive to the cyclists, the people who want to be slowing down to look at the natural beauty of the area, and they're going to be making it more like a highway, a super highway where people are just racing down it. And that's exactly what we don't want up here, and I think that's really what the county doesn't want either, but they're not recognizing that that's what the effect will be.
We were not given an opportunity to vote on this also. This was just imposed on us, and when they asked us to come to community meetings, it was so they could show us their plans. And other canyon communities were allowed to vote, specifically Left Hand Canyon, whether or not they wanted their road restored to the 30-foot width, or if they wanted to add the shoulders, the 4-foot shoulders. They also have 4 times the amount of cyclist traffic on their road, leading up to through James Canyon and up into Jamestown. That community has retail and commercial property. There is no commercial or retail property in the areas designated to be widened. And also there's no residential development up here. This community is built out. So the number of vehicle trips is not likely to increase over some significant amount of time. If people would like some more information, they could go to the Friends of Four Mile Canyon, our website, which is save4milecanyon.org, and that's the number 4 to use.
For KGNU, I'm Sebastian Mayer.